This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. 44 people die in floods, landslides and lightning triggered by continuous rainfall. Low pressure weather system causing monsoon exits from Nepal. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Ghising pledges to repair and reopen roads closed due to rainfall as quickly as possible. And Trump authorizes deployment of 300 National Guard troops to Chicago. Now the news in detail. A total of 44 people have died across the country due to floods, landslides and lightning triggered by continuous rainfall, according to Nepal Police Spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General DIG Binod Ghimire. 44 people have lost their lives so far due to lightning strikes, floods, landslides and road accidents caused by incessant rainfall. DIG Ghimire said of the total, 39 people died in floods and landslides, 3 due to lightning strikes and 2 in road accidents. Additionally, 23 people have been injured. Meanwhile, in Ilam, the death toll from last night's landslide has reached 37. According to Superintendent of Police SP Eknarayan Koirala at the District Police Office, the number rose after the bodies of 3 previously missing persons were recovered. SP Koirala said the search operations for the missing and data collection regarding the damages are underway. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said the rain-causing low-pressure monsoon system has exited from the country. Issuing a press release this afternoon, the department said requested one and all to stay alert to be protected from monsoon-induced disaster in current situation, though the weather has started improving. The low-pressure monsoon system that was developed from Bay of Bengal had remained active from the 3rd of October till this morning and affected different places of the country. Minister for Energy, Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Ghising pledges to immediately reopen the roads from Kathmandu to the west that were closed due to the rains and that repairs on various roads damaged by the disaster will be carried out at a rapid pace. At a press conference held at the ministry today, the Energy Minister said rainfall still continues in eastern region of Nepal and the road improvement works there will be begin only after the rain subsides. Minister Ghising said damage to approximately 1500 meters of embankment alone is estimated at 100 million rupees. Domestic flights at Trivuvan International Airport TIA suspended on the 4th of October due to heavy rain and bad weather resumed this morning with improved conditions. TIA General Manager Hansraj Pandes confirmed regular flight operations have resumed, leading to increased passenger flow on domestic routes. Night buses arriving at Nagdhunga from Kathmandu by 5 p.m. would be allowed to depart towards their destinations, keeping the possibility of natural disaster incidents, landslide and flood in mind. Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Spokesperson SP Naresh Raj Subedi said night buses arriving at Nagdhunga by 5 p.m. will be allowed to exit the valley. Drivers are urged to avoid risky night driving. About 200 vehicles have departed from Nagdhunga since this morning. Nepal Airlines is operating a 148-seater chartered flight from Bhairava to Kathmandu at 9 p.m. tonight to rescue passengers stranded by continuous rain. With roads blocked and tickets scarce, many are sheltering in Gallamondi, Belhia and Butwal. The flight arranged with the Ministry of Tourism aims to provide relief. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Gharma TV hernus, ya internet chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ekasa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. नयाँ चडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sorrow over the loss of lives and property due to heavy rains in Nepal. In a post on X, the Indian Prime Minister described the situation as distressing and affirmed that India, as a friendly neighbor and first responder, stands with Nepal and remains committed to providing any needed assistance. Now a sports update. A 23-member Nepal national men's football team under captainship of Kiran Kumar Limbu has been announced. Nepali national football team's head coach Matt Ross announced the Nepali national football team today to play against Vietnam under AFC Asia Cup qualification 2027. Abhishek Limbu, Ananda Tamang, Anjan Bister, Eric Bister, Ayush Khalan, Bimal Pandey, Vishal Sunar, Deep Karki, Dinesh Hengen and Gillespie John Karki, Kritish Ratna Chunju, Kushal Deoba, Lakhen Limbu, Manu Kumar Lama, Manish Dangi, Rohit Chand, Rohan Karki, Sanish Shrestha, Subhas Thakuri Bum, Sumit Shrestha, Suman Shrestha and Yogesh Gurung are in the team. Nepal will play two matches against Vietnam. Nepal will play its first match against Vietnam on the 9th of October. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. President Donald Trump has authorized the deployment of 300 National Guard troops to Chicago to address what he says is out of control crime. According to the BBC, the move came hours after immigration authorities said they faced off with protesters in the Democrat-run city. Officials said an armed woman was shot after claiming she and others rammed their cars into law enforcement vehicles. State and local leaders have criticized Trump's deployment plans for weeks, calling them an abuse of power. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker accused Trump of attempting to manufacture a crisis. The announcement came as a federal judge in Portland, Oregon, temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deploying 200 troops there. Floods and landslides triggered by heavy rains have killed at least 20 people in Darjeeling in northern India, a lawmaker from the region said on Sunday. According to the AFP news agency, intense overnight storms dumped 300 millimeters of rain in a mountainous district of eastern West Bengal, causing rivers to overflow and resulting in widespread damage. Raging waters have smashed into bridges and caved in roads. Five people have died and tens of thousands have been left without power in Ukraine after intense Russian missile and drone attacks overnight, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said. According to the BBC, a strike on the village of Lapivka killed four members of one family, including a 15-year-old girl, as attacks targeted the nearby western city of Lviv. Poland scrambled fighter jets to secure its airspace amid Russia's large-scale strike on Ukrainian military and infrastructure targets, the Polish military confirmed. NATO-allied aircraft were also deployed in response. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly areas and Koshi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati provinces and other hilly areas of the country, as well as at a few places in the remaining regions. Heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 44 people die in floods, landslides and lightning triggered by continuous rainfall. Low-pressure weather system causing monsoon exits from Nepal. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Ghising pledges to repair and reopen roads closed due to rainfall as quickly as possible. And Trump authorizes deployment of 300 National Guard troops to Chicago. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.